Welcome to Surviving Life with the Vambillies. Danny Vambilly standing in for my lovely wife, Letitia Vambilly. You know, the two are one. So yeah, when the one is here, the other is never far, right in my heart and on air with you. We're hoping that you have had an amazing, amazing January. I know that's funny because a lot of people by now are feeling that month-end effect. Others are relieved already because, you know, salaries came in. But wow, oh wow, is January one of those months. Now, today we are going to have a very, very interesting conversation about walking by faith. You know, I've noticed that we've taken faith out of a lot of things that we do, even out of our fasting. You know, a lot of the fasting I'm seeing today is more on what we can do, you know, what we know we can do, what we are prepared to do. But trusting God with our fasting and having faith that He will carry us through it has become a challenge. So I just want us to open our hearts, come together, have this conversation. If you are listening and there are topics that you'd want me to touch on in this regard, when it comes to fasting, I know a lot of you have finished off your fasting, and you also should be prepared for one thing that happens after fasting. Very important thing. I'm going to share that with you when I come back. So we're going to start off with a song, My Soul, Enrico and Aja. Enjoy.
For more of you.
You're on Surviving Life with the Vambillies, hanging out with myself, Danny Vambilly. And it's such a blessing to be here as we are about to have this conversation on faith. Now, a lot of us don't understand that faith isn't, it's not what you do at church. It's not what you do when you pray. It's not what you do, you know, when you're thinking of God or the religious practice of Christianity. You know, faith is literally a lifestyle. It's how you see things. It's what is the foundation of how you practice your Christianity. You know, because if the Lord really says that without faith, we are unable to please God, it's impossible, then you need to realize that, man, everything I'm doing has to come from this place of faith. You know, everything I do, from sowing to receiving to dealing with people, let's say someone hurts you or someone is doing you wrong, you know, you have to bring all of that to a place where you are literally trusting God with your hurts, with the disappointments. You are having faith in God that the things that go well and the things that don't go well are still in His hands. So a lot of us, when it comes to faith, we shift, okay? We go from walking a Christian life that is based on faith in Christ, dying on the cross, to what can I do well? How good can I pray? How has my fellowship been with the Lord? You know, and those things actually steal from your walk with God and from your faith. Because remember, you are not perfect. You will make mistakes. And I don't care who you are, the Bible says, if any man says they are without sin, any man, then we know that that man's a liar. So unless you were excluded, you know, if we added there, except for Pastor and maybe they put Danny there or Letitia or you who's listening right now, We all are imperfect, okay? And our dependence is solely on the Lord. And when we accept that, there's something that shifts, okay? There's something that shifts. And this is why I think it's so important that when you're fasting, you also approach it with a bit of faith. Otherwise, your fast becomes tailored to what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. Now, I'm not talking about people with medical conditions. Those people, it is so important to not go on a fast without consulting your doctor. You know, we don't want to lose you early, but we really want you to go to your doctor, find out what you can do, and start from there. All right? And some of you have finished your fasting, but I want to bring your fasting on the table, you know, because I shared with you last time. And for those who are not tuned in, I'm just going to repeat it because it's such a key thing. There was once someone we had to pray for, and the Lord had told me to go on a fast. Okay, this person was dealing with very hectic spiritual principalities. Like very, very hectic stuff. I don't want to go into that. But the Lord had instructed me to fast. And instead of me stopping and saying, Father, what kind of fast? I automatically, in my mind, went to the easiest fast that I do without thinking. So I did a 21-day Daniel's fast. I was breaking after six and all of that. And when I went to do this deliverance, nothing happened, you know, and we prayed for a long time. When I'm saying nothing happened, there was manifestations and there was a spiritual encounter with the demonic realm. But when we were leaving, so this whole prayer started from 5 p.m., we went through the night, midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The next morning at 9 a.m. when we were leaving, the principality in her said, where are you guys going? You know, where are you going? And really, it was a life-changing moment for me because I know the Lord is powerful and I know that the Lord answers prayers. So why did this not work? So the Lord had to take me back to scripture and remind me, I told you to fast. Because what does scripture say? That his own disciples went out praying for people, casting out demons. And when they came back to him, they asked him, but Rabbi, there were these ones who didn't listen to us. And he said to them, some of them do not go without prayer and fasting. So it's so important that when the Lord tells you to fast and he says no food, do not fast with food, dear. don't do what is easy. Don't do what you can do. Now that becomes the next step. How can I go without food? And that is a spiritual matter. It is really about trusting the Lord and not doing what we know we can. And this is why I'm saying we have to add faith to our fasting. Now, some of you fasted. Yes, you fasted, but maybe you, need to go again.
On this topic of fasting, so I'm a very black and white person, okay? So for me, fasting is without food for however long the Lord says. But my question is, I constantly hear of people, and I've been given that advice before, which like fast social media, for example. Can that be a fast? And then, yeah, also because they are quite keen to tell people that, or our ladies, that when we are pregnant or breastfeeding, obviously we can't go without food. But I then would say the Daniel fast is fine if the Lord agrees. But then they say no, but rather do social media. I would like to know your views on that.
All right. I actually love how we are all of one spirit, because this is naturally where this conversation progresses into. What kinds of fasts can we have? You know, can someone fast social media and say, I am fasting? Very good question, Maritza. Thank you for sending that in. Now, Maritza, this is where it gets tricky, okay? First, I want to say, fasting is abstaining from certain things for the religious reasons, or to spend time with the Lord, and it can manifest itself.
I would like to know your views on that.
All right. I actually love how we are all of one spirit, because this is naturally where this conversation progresses into. What kinds of fasts can we have? You know, can someone fast social media and say, I am fasting? Very good question, Maritza. Thank you for sending that in. Now, Maritza, this is where it gets tricky, okay? First, I want to say, fasting is abstaining from certain things for the religious reasons, or to spend time with the Lord, and it can manifest itself in different ways, okay? Now, before we discuss the social media fasting, the first question we have to ask ourselves is, when is the last time you fasted food? Okay, because there's a new trend, because gluttony is something we're dealing with. Okay, there's fast food everywhere. Food is a problem in our generation. And Danny Van Billy is one of those people who has to tell himself, brother, it's time to fast food. All right. And in those times, it's not easy. It's a faith walk. You have to walk by faith when you're fasting food. So there are people who at times the Lord will tell them, you've been fasting food, but your mind, you know, you're distracted, or there's a medical condition you have, or you've just had a child, you can't go full on not eating. Then there are other things that will come in. For example, you're addicted to Netflix, take time off of Netflix for 40 days. Then you're fasting Netflix, which makes sense. The only thing we need to be very careful of is a lot of us have fasted everything but food. If there's anyone that's listening right now, you can WhatsApp me on 071-364-0376. Remember, this is a safe space. If you fasted everything but food in the last couple of years, you need to message and just confess, okay? Because that becomes a way of avoiding fasting food, you know, and that's not what we want. But what we also don't want is to put people under pressure that are in medical situations that requires them to eat. Now, I've seen my own wife, when she was pregnant, even fast during a pregnancy, but eating a certain amount of food before fasting, you know, and the Lord giving her guidelines, maybe a shorter amount of time. Maybe she would fast from 6 a.m. till 12 and not go the whole day. Because remember, when you're pregnant or when you're breastfeeding, guys, it's a sensitive time and we do not want to intervene. Unless the Lord, I'm not saying from a pastor or a prophet or, you know, I'm saying a manifestation where an angel showed up in your room and you can say, look, an angel showed up and I need to fast while breastfeeding. Then it's a whole different story. But generally speaking, You have to be very aware that when you are breastfeeding, when you are have medical conditions, high blood pressure, that kind of stuff, low blood pressure, you know, you cannot just rush into a fast. Yet, we're going into the key thing of what was asked now by Maritza. Social media fasting is also something that is needed in our time. Because a lot of us, you know, you don't realize that social media is envy. You know, the more time you're spending looking at other people's lives, what the Lord is doing in their lives, what did they buy, which holiday did they go to, you slowly begin to envy and hate the process where you are in your life. You know, you begin to put pressure on your marriage, on your family, on your children, on your relationship, on your parents to do for you what the Lord has not asked them to do. Why? Because you're seeing it in other people's lives. So it is a key thing that deals with envy to fast social media, to isolate yourself, also to just take time to take your attention off of the world, right? Because the world today is fighting for our attention. You can open your phone and there's all these messages, all these notifications. So yes, there is a time where even myself, I switch off of social media, you know, and that can be a fast, but it's not a replacement for fasting food. Beloved, I hope we are well and we are together. Our WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. Now, faith. How do we add faith to our fasting? And what do we look out for after fasting? When I come back, I'm going to touch on that. Especially those of you who've had successful fasts right now and you're thinking, okay, I have won. I fasted 21 days, 30 days, 40 days, 3 days. It doesn't matter. There's one thing you need to look out for right now as you come out of your fast.
Let praise come alive on Impact 103.
You're still with Mr. Van Billy and we are talking about fasting. And there we go. Someone who I'll keep anonymous just said, I admit I battle to fast for a full day. You know what? That is such a beautiful thing, you know, because that's the first step of doing something about it. Admitting there's a problem is always the first step. And for those of you who fasted and you think, okay, I fasted, it's done. Let me share testimony with you. I had gone through a 40-day fast of not eating. And then I was ready, you know, 40 days, you've not eaten, you feel so spiritually accomplished and you're like, wow, you know, the Lord has been with me, you know, the whole rugby team, the whole South African rugby team can show up right now and I'll take on them. And then, bam, suddenly there's a challenge. And you're thinking, I just fasted 40 days, I was okay. And this small little challenge, I lost my temper. And I remember getting a call from a very wise man, a Rabbi Roger Lenk. And he said to me, Danny, I know you've just finished your fast. I need to warn you that the enemy comes after your fast to test you. Now, you might be thinking this is not scriptural. Let's go to Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11. At the time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and afterward was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." We know the scriptures. We just don't think it will happen to us. After you fasted, and let's say you're praying about your health. Guess what's most likely to happen. You're probably going to get that call that, oh, things have gotten worse. Or the very same thing, if you fasted, you're praying for your children, and you're trusting the Lord, suddenly that situation gets worse. Now what? Now what? Are we going to say, yeah, I fasted, but it didn't work? Or are we going to be aware that the challenge actually comes after the fast? Because that's when the faith needs to come in. So some of you right now who are thinking, my fast didn't work. No. Your fast is now being tried. The things you're trusting the Lord for are being put to a test. And this is where the faith comes in. This is where we say, I'm not just going to give up. I'm not going to call the things I see to be. Though I fasted and it might not look like I've gotten results, I am going to stand on whatever word the Lord gave me during my fast. Because this is the most critical time ever. Anyone listening right now, you can attest. Maybe WhatsApp us 071-364-0376. Try to keep it at least a minute, not too long. You know, if you fasted and it's already looking like it didn't work, or you're trusting God for a better job position, and now it sounds like you're getting fired. And maybe you're sitting and thinking, wow, I fasted and I'm not seeing anything. This is the place where we stand. This is the place where we fight. And I have another testimony to share with you on someone who fasted. Things went right the opposite direction, but it was the Lord's plan. Because guess what? The Lord does not always move the way we thought He would.
Hi, good morning, Daddy. Fasting is a very good thing, and praying. You know, if you want something in life, it must come right in your life. I'm talking about personal things in your life. It's not about the food that you're fasting. It's about the thing that you want in life. Like I used to, like somebody's got a medical problem. Now, I got a medical problem, got a high blood and heart disease and all of that. But we start the point. I fast half a day and keeping in prayer. And you know what? Fasting and praying is the key of life. If you are a Christian and you know what it is to have a burden that hinder you, and you want God to help you in a specific area of your life, and really God will help you, because I've been through a lot of things, but I'm thank God where I am today, and I'm blessed. Now I will be in 2 weeks' time. The 11th of February, I was 60. And you know what? God put me through all these things, and I'm still here today. I'm blessed to be here. Thanks for your beautiful program. Have a blessed day, you and your wife.
I'll wait for you, Color Vault. You are on Impact 103. Just having this very beautiful conversation on faith, and also putting it together with fasting, that, you know, your faith will be tested after your fasting. The work is not done when you're done with the fasting. Don't say, yo, I did 21 days, it's done. Instead, know that when the 21 days is over, like we see with Jesus in Matthew 4, verse 1 and 11, and all the first four books of the Bible, you will see that the enemy came to test, just to test. Why are you fasting about? What do you think the Lord has said He will do? That the very same thing the enemy will come to test. Now, I've seen it in my life personally. There's been many times when the Lord is moving, but we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it. And I'll never forget a time when we're trusting the Lord for a car and the Lord told us to wait on Him. When the car eventually came and someone had given us a car, she said to us, 3 months ago, the Lord told me to give it to you. And 3 months ago was exactly when our car had broken down. You know, so sometimes there is delay. And the delay can be disobedience on the other person's side. The delay can be preparation. Okay, because that's one of the things we don't want to hear. If Noah's obedience was honored the very next day and the rain started, the boat was not yet built. And that example for me in the season is something I am carrying with me. And it's encouraging me that, look, when the time comes, when I am ready, the Lord, who knows best, will release what I'm waiting for. So we're going up for the news. When we come back, it's really the section where we spend a lot of time on your messages, on your questions, on your testimonies. If you've already seen the Lord come through, WhatsApp 0713640376. What did the fasting do for you this year? Or maybe it's something that happened last year. Let's share and encourage one another. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra. We are turning our attention directly to you, our lovely Impact Radio family, and seeing what you are saying about today's show. Someone says, I fasted many years doing the Daniel fast. This year has been somehow different. I spent time listening to the word via audio because I'm at work. I felt this fast more productive in the sense that I listened to the word and I'm trusting God for breakthrough. By faith, my needs are being met. Keshni, I love that. I love this. I think a lot of us fall into the trap of fasting and still being too busy, you know? And I think what you're saying here, the different maker is you are taking time to listen to the word. It's so important to somehow change, even if you're still going to go at work, but change your environment. You know, if you've got workers or co-workers that you fight with normally at work, you can't be fasting and you're still fighting them. you really have to become aware while fasting and creating a different environment so you get out the most from your fasting. Another one that came in that says, good morning. For me, fasting means abstaining from food. For how long depends on an individual. And staying away from TV, social media, PlayStation helps to focus on the word. And prayer without distractions, those are my spices. But to say I'm fasting TV, look at Jesus, Daniel, the people, Nineveh, Esther, etc. Shalom. Thank you. This one came from Anonymous, but I think Tawanda. Tawanda, thank you for this. Look, Tawanda, what I believe is you are right. Fasting, and this is why earlier we're really saying, we can't shift fasting from food. You know, we have to look at the original picture. When Jesus fasted, he did not fast the Pharisees. When Jesus fasted, he did not fast social media. When Jesus fasted, he fasted food. And it's so important that we do not lose that aspect, that fasting is food. So that those of us who've not fasted for a long time, it is a problem, you know. And if you don't have a fasting culture as a discipline in your life, I would like to ask you to reconsider, you know, because this flesh we have needs buffeting. It needs, you know, to be challenged. It needs to be put in a position where it's rough. And all of us are always corrupted by comfort. There comes a time when a lot of comfort will come and it will corrupt you. So make time and keep fasting food. Tawanda, thank you so much for that message. If there's anyone who's already seen a good outcome from their fasting, we want to hear from you. And we're doing this intentionally because a lot of us were fasting and are trusting God. And now the temptations have come to come and say, look, you fasted for nothing. You fasted, but there's no results. You fasted, but your situation is still the same. And this is why I love testimonies. Testimonies cannot be fought. A testimony is a completed work. The Lord has done it. Whether I believe it or not, doesn't matter. You know, when we talk of theology, we can mix things and say, no, I believe this, I believe that. But when it comes to testimonies, like we read in the book of Revelations, that we overcome the dragon, Revelations 12, by one of the ingredients there of overcoming him is the power of our testimonies. Hence, I love to share testimonies, because testimonies just tell you that the Lord has done it in that place over there for that person over there. And there's a possibility that if I don't give up, if I can trust the Lord, that he can do the very same thing for me. So send us a WhatsApp, 071-364-0376. If you've got a testimony to share that the Lord has done for you and your family. The only thing I do ask is please don't make the testimony 10 minutes long or 5 minutes long. Try to keep it within a minute, because we want the juicy stuff. We want you to go straight for the kill. I was praying for this. This is what the Lord said, and this is what happened. So at least a minute, maximum minute, 10 seconds. I know you're thinking, Daddy, how will I do it? You will. All right. We're going to hear from you. Thank you for your messages. And when we come back, there's one more thing I want to share regarding fasting and faith. You are still on Surviving Life with the Vampillies. Your testimonies are coming in. Let's hear the first one.
Impact Radio, my name is Lucy. I fasted beginning of the year with my daughter who's studying medicine at a university for her to get a registration fee. She got in and she got NEFSIS to fund her studies. We praise God. We usually fast every month from the first until the third going forward. Every beginning of the month, we fast for that specific month. Thank you.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to all the other children and parents listening right now, okay? If you are trusting God for something to happen in regards to schooling, please may this testimony encourage you. In fact, I just want to pray over that. Father, I just want to pray right now for everyone who is trusting you for funding in regards to school. Lord, open a door for them, a door that they don't even see coming. Father, may we hear testimony after testimony of children and parents that saw divine provision, that saw divine financial provision for school. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we all said together, Amen. Someone just said, I just came from a 7-day fast. And when I tell you that I'm in agreement with what you are saying, I have received challenge after challenge. I think the devil is challenging the statement I made that the Lord is my one and only source, and I will be faithful with my tithe. I'm a commission earner, and this month I only made enough for rent and my tithe. Maybe a little petrol, but that's that. But I still was faithful by starting with my tithe, and I am still. Okay, I get you. Sorry about that. So she's saying she is still standing still. As if that were not enough, the place I'm renting was liquidated. Oh, goodness. And the new owners are pressuring me to move out. I have faith that God is at work. Good never fails. He is good all the time. Wow. My sister, may the Lord keep you strong. And this is what I'm saying. After the fast, there is a tempting that comes. And the devil shows up to make you think that what you've fasted for is not going to happen. And you have to stand. You have to stand. And you have to say no. Just like Cat Williams said, you have to tell them no. If you caught that, you caught that. You are on Surviving Life with the Vambillies. We are saying no to the devil. We are not giving in on the temptation to give up on the things that we've prayed for. Instead, we are going to stand still on the word and say the Lord is faithful. The Lord is going to come true. He is going to come in our situation and change it. There's a secret I have learned. And this secret is, you are not called to help God. I'm going to say that again. You are not called to help God. And what I mean by that is this. If you prayed for something and the Lord said he will do it, do not scheme. Do not come up with your own plans to try to help God. It will backfire. Don't do it. If the Lord told you he will give you a husband, don't go after someone else's husband. If the Lord told you he'll provide a wife, don't go scheming and making things happen where the Lord did not send you. Wait on the Lord. If the Lord said he'll provide financially, don't get into a compromising relationship to supply for you financially. Wait on the Lord. Don't see someone coming and you can see this is not right by any standard and lie to yourself and say, this is the Lord. It's not the Lord. The Lord does not use corruption or sin to bless you. Let's wait on the Lord. Adulting, Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music. Oh, man, man, man. That song is everything. Because adulting is different, okay? Some of you know, when you were young, you kept saying, I want to grow up. Woo! And then you grew up and just found things that you did not know were there. But we thank the Lord for his grace. We thank the Lord for his mercy. And as we are bringing our conversation to a close, please do not undermine the work that you are doing. Okay? The enemy wants you to stop. The enemy wants you to think your fast didn't work. Maybe you broke your fast on day one. He wants to point that out and say, listen, you broke your fast, so just stop. Mm-mm. Tell him, we don't stop. We're not the ones who put our hands to the plow and then stop. Mm-mm. There's no stopping over here. This thing is a faith walk. And all of us have felt disqualified. All of us have felt like we shouldn't be here. You know, like there's something wrong with us, that we get things wrong. But I want to say to you, it's continuing that will lead to you seeing the fullness of what the Lord has in store for you. So please, please, oh please, do not give up. Do not give up. So wait on the Lord faithfully. Like I said in the last link, don't make a plan. Don't help God. Mm-mm. We don't help God. We want to be led by God. Okay? And being led is really hearing him say, I want you to go left. I want you to go right. And you do it. Helping God is you saying, okay, I prayed, I waited, nothing happened. So now I'm going to call this person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Mm-mm. Guys, come on now. Mm-mm. You've done that before and it didn't work. You have tried to help before, like Abraham and Sarah. You've tried to help before. And now you're an adult. You're not judging Abraham and Sarah anymore. As an adult, you know, there's a lot of biblical figures that we judged as children. Where we're like, but Abraham, how could you go and help God? Now as an adult, you sit there like, yeah, ne? Now I know what you're going through. And I am not different from you, Abraham. I am not different from you, Sarah. I now see the pressure of being put in a corner and feeling like I should help. I should make a plan. I should hustle. I've actually started to hate the word hustling. Yeah, because there's just so much effort and sweat in it. You know, just so much sweat. Because faith is harder. Waiting on the Lord is harder. It makes things seem like they are not moving. Yet they are. It makes things seem like the Lord is delaying. But he'll be on time. It makes it look like your friends are going ahead of you and you are falling behind. But you'll arrive on time where the Lord wants you to be. So guys, we are not going to help God. Mm-mm. We're not going to help God. But we are going to wait on him. I used to try to help God. I put in my resignation from helping God because, oh boy, does it backfire. Huh? Who's helped God out there and it backfired? I'm putting my hands up in studio. Oh, it backfired and backfired and backfired. Found myself in a lot of debt, found myself in a lot of trouble for helping God. So please resign with me from helping God. Send your resignation to 071-364-0376 and we're going to pray over that resignation. God, I'm not helping you anymore. I am not helping you anymore because it doesn't work. I've seen it with Abraham. Didn't work. It just does not work. We're going to wait on that Isaac. No matter how long it takes, we're going to wait on Isaac. And our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Nomava, I receive your resignation. She just said, receive mine too. With all the emojis in there, I receive your resignation. No more helping God. Yeah. We in it together. There's no one on the high horse here. We are in it together.
Visit impactradio.co.za.
Sharon Malope says, I'm resigning with immediate effect.
God's got us.
Wow, we are almost at the end of our show and all the resignations are coming in. Oh, wow. And you guys are not playing here. D says, resigning with immediate effect too. Good afternoon from V. V is also like, listen, receive my resignation. Straight to the point. Good afternoon, receive my resignation. Kehilwe also receiving. Leanne Niels, thanks Danny. I'm also submitting my resignation to helping God. And that is the spirit, guys. We are moving. We are moving. We are moving away from helping God. It sounds... It actually sounds like a joke, hey? Even the fact that we ever thought we could help God. Oh, man. Yeah, Lord, please, we are only human and we are your children. And yeah, thank you, God, for understanding and for not striking us down when we're trying to help an omnipotent God. Yeah, Tebogo, thank you for joining us. Submitting my resignation for helping God. We are learning, guys. We are learning. It's not about how long you've been saved. It's the ability to still allow God to change direction. And in this walk of faith, there's no finish line. There's no finish line. And I think we take for granted that walking with God, you know, walking with Him, trusting Him, is not a human, it's not something that's natural for a human being to do. Do you get me? Because humans are designed to make plans. Our minds are working. We've got logic. We love our logic. Oh man, we love our logic. We want things to make sense. So it's a bit confusing when you're working with a God where 1 + 1 does not equal 2. He can just take 2 loaves and feed a multitude. Yeah, and this is the reality of the God that we are submitted to. So it's okay to get it wrong, and it's okay that at some point we were walking crazy. We're walking crazy, but it's a good God who saves us and who doesn't condemn us. You know, let's not use this moment as a moment of condemnation, okay? Condemnation points to you and it wants to kick you down and tell you how bad you are. No. No one's having a pity party after this. What we want to do is we want to go from condemnation to conviction. And conviction is simply pointing ourselves back to the cross to say we were looking at ourselves, we're looking at our dead works, we're looking at our efforts, but we are redirecting ourselves back to the cross where the Lord has done it for us. Beatrice, your resignation is well received. Andre says, hello, Danny. Helping God is probably like those people who came to your house thinking they're helping, but in truth are just being irritating. Yep, that we've all been in that position. Elizabeth Shauke, resignation well received as well. We are pointing back to the finished works of Christ on the cross. Last but not least, I don't know if you're ready for this one, but we are also forgiving others who tried to help God in our lives. You know, there's so many people that you may be still upset with because they tried to help God in your life and... yeah, it didn't go well. Yeah, and now you've been upset and you're looking. They just like you. They thought they're doing a good thing. It didn't work out. Forgive them. Forgive them. You know why? Because you've also made mistakes. You've also thought you're doing the right thing. And unforgiveness is a chain, guys. It is poison. It is drinking poison to quench your thirst. Not only is it going to kill you, but you are going to cost yourself a lovely present, a lovely future because of unforgiveness. So whether it's your ex-husband or it's your mother-in-law who didn't like you when you got married in 1908. I know none of you got married in 1908, but I'm just saying, like, time has to heal. So let's forgive those who tried to help God and move on, okay? No looking back at last year. No looking back at the beginning of your marriage. Let's forgive our husbands, our wives, our friends, you know, friends who betrayed you, forgive them, man. Now let's move on. Because a lot of people, even pastors, who tried to help God, but it didn't work out. Maybe they gave you the wrong word and you stood on this word and you lost everything. Let's forgive. All right. One song and I'll be back to say goodbye. Yes, for those of you who do not know, you can follow us on our social media platforms. Impact Online on YouTube. All the shows that we do are recorded and then we post them up on YouTube. So please go on Impact Online, and if there's someone you want to bless with the message that you saw today, send it to them. Send it to them. Let them connect. We also, if you want to follow the Vambilis as well, Surviving Life with the Vambilis has a page on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok as well, you know, and Facebook. So if you want to connect there, every other day we posting shorts from the show, so you can tune in as well and connect. And also remember, for those of you who are listening and maybe you don't have a person to talk to and you really want help, you can reach out. We've got a number where we are giving free counseling, and this is on 081. I'm trying to pull up the number so I don't give you the wrong number, but okay, let me pull it up here. So we do offer help, and we appreciate everyone who's reached out and we've been able to help and walk with you. The number is 081-640-9372. You can connect, especially people who have walked away from church. We want you back in relationship with the Lord. You know, you just can't say, "No, I listen to Impact Radio, I'm okay." Nope. You can't walk in hurt, man. We cannot allow you to walk in hurt. You know, find believers, get help, let's forgive. You know, I think if there's anything the body of Christ has to get rid of in this year, 2024, it's offenses and unforgiveness. Those two will rob you off of your life. You know, so if there are people who have hurt you, some of you, it's happened so long ago, you don't even realize it's been a decade, 10 years. You still don't go to church for something that happened 10 years ago. That's not right. It's not right. Some of you do not fellowship at all. You know, you cannot be the only Christian who's right in the whole of Pretoria or wherever you're listening, England. Some of you tune in from America to say you're the only Christian that is right in your whole city. That's borderline pride, but it's offense. That's what offense will do to you. Offense will isolate you. Offense will break you down in private. So we pray the blood of Jesus that will help us all forgive and walk in faith. You cannot fully walk in your faith with unforgiveness. Ne? We love you. Oh, we love you because God loves you. Pray for us. Pray for Impact Radio. And if you want to be part of what Impact Radio is doing in our city, you want to support financially, just send the word CC to 071-364-0376. Guys, even if you just want to donate 50 Rand or 100 Rand monthly to the work that you've seen God do with Impact Radio, you would make a major difference. Support us as a radio station. We love you. We love standing with you. And trust me, there's so many lives that are being changed by Impact Radio. We are in different households, standing and praying and giving all we can do. So support Impact Radio. Send the word CC to 071-364-0376 and someone from our team will contact you. Mr. Vambili saying goodbye.